Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Despite, or perhaps because, abortion was legalised here in 2018, protests against it regularly take place outside hospitals. At the time, the government did promise to introduce safe zones outside maternity hospitals where protests would be banned. But so far, this promised legislation hasn't arrived. Evie Murphy is co-convener of the Together for Safety campaign, which would like to see these laws arrive as soon as possible. And Evie joins us now on News Talk. Afternoon, Evie.
Good afternoon.
I think the Minister for Health at the time was supposed to institute some sort of safe zone legislation. What happened to that?
Yeah, so in 2018, Simon Harris did promise us safe access zones when we voted for repeal. 66.4% of the country voted in favour of repeal, but currently what we voted for is not in place. It never happened. So at the moment, the legislative programme for spring 2021 does include the Safe Access to Termination of Pregnancy Services Bill. So work is being done on it currently, but we want to make sure that it's not kicked down the road any further, and we want the Safe Access Zones implemented as soon as possible.
Was there some sort of complication with it, there's such a delay in implementing it?
We're not sure. We think COVID is probably a factor, because that seems to have kind of been responsible for pausing everything. But, I mean, it's what we voted for in repeal. There is a repeal review this year. It might have been because it was part of that. We were promised it. We haven't gotten it. So that's what we're looking for right now.
And as things stand now then, what sort of protests are women encountering?
So Together for Safety, we're campaigning for the safe access zones, because currently what is happening is there are people, I suppose, monitoring and marching and praying and marching around the perimeters of maternity hospitals and family planning clinics. So while their behaviour, it's not very overt and it's not in your face, it's designed to be subtle and coercive. So they're marching and praying and watching and monitoring people going in and out of the hospital. It's designed to upset and intimidate people. And that is very much the feedback that Together for Safety is getting from people. So we're being contacted on a daily basis by people from all around the country who are being negatively impacted and upset and distressed by these protesters.
And do they interact with women going into the hospital? Did they say anything to them?
So there's been some people who have gotten in contact with us to share their experiences. A minority that has said there is slight interaction, but for the most part, no. And during COVID, there hasn't been interaction with people. There isn't at all. And just to say as well that we do not condone or advocate any kind of engagement with the protesters.
And it's been going on during lockdown as well, has it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So last year, we were made aware of it happening in Limerick during the level 5 lockdown. And also every single in Limerick, at the Limerick Maternity Hospital, every single day over Lent, there was protesters outside Limerick Maternity Hospital. This was during the level 5 lockdown. And it's particularly distressing for pregnant people who are abiding by the level 5 lockdown and going into maternity hospital on their own. So they're having to go through like their checkups, their scans, potentially miscarry or give birth alone while adhering to the level 5 restrictions. Meanwhile, there are people outside protesting, breaking the law and completely flouting the restrictions.
And do they carry banners?
In some cases they have, but for the most part, no. And in Limerick, they haven't. So there's rosary beads. So they're openly kind of praying as they monitor the perimeter. So it can be quite, as I say, it's subtle and coercive, but it doesn't mean it's kind of any less distressing for people.
And would they tend to be right outside the entrance to the hospital? Do you have to go through them to get into the hospital, or are they at a distance?
So they're walking right up. So Limerick is kind of at a corner. So they walk from one corner of the hospital up onto the other, and they just kind of monitor the perimeter, you could say.
Right. And when you say monitor, are they taking pictures of people going in or anything of that nature?
No, we don't think that they are taking pictures. We haven't had any reports of that.
Right.
So, no, we don't think so. We don't know.
And the current, of course, the people going in and out of either Limerick Hospital or any other, they mightn't necessarily be going in for any termination services anyway.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you're going into a hospital, so potentially you're vulnerable. If this is health, you have the right to your privacy and your dignity around your health. You know, you're entering a hospital. It doesn't matter why you're going in. There should not be people allowed to protest or be outside at any kind of healthcare facility at all.
Though they do have the right to protest.
Absolutely. And I Together for Safety, we fully support people's rights to protest. You know, we're activists. I love a good protest. You know, we can be regularly found protesting at a number of things. However, there's something here about the right to having a captive and unwilling audience. So, for example, if there's a protest happening on O'Connell Street and I have to go somewhere in town, I can walk around it and avoid it. However, if there is a protest happening outside my place of work or near my home or at a hospital where I have no choice but to enter, then I'm being made to be an unwilling participant or an unwilling audience member. And that's something that's not okay. And that's something that's distressing people. And we want the exclusion zones, the safe access zones, which we were promised by Simon Harris, to be enforced. But this isn't happening and people aren't distressed and upset by the protesters.
So in effect, Evie, would that mean people aren't allowed protest outside hospitals at all?
I don't see why people would need to protest outside a hospital. I think, you know, everybody should be entitled to privacy and dignity when they're entering a hospital, when it's about healthcare. So I would probably say no, there shouldn't be any kind of protest. There's a time and a place. If you're upset about something, you know, there's government buildings, there's different places. People are very vulnerable going into hospitals. During level 5 COVID restrictions, people are entering hospitals alone. You've sick and vulnerable people. You know, they don't need to have to interact or be an unwilling participant in a protest.
So that would mean a safe zone outside a hospital would have to be so big that anyone entering or exiting the building wouldn't be even aware the protesters were there. They'd be down the street or something.
That in theory, that is the whole point of the safe access zone. Yeah. So it'd be a fixed area around a healthcare facility where any kind of protesting or intimidating, harassing behaviour would be kind of strictly prohibited. And also just to say that, you know, no communication of any kind about people's healthcare should be taking place. Yes.
Do you know who these people are? Are they from one particular group?
They're people, because in small areas, local people know local people. Mm. So we would kind of, you'd have an idea of who some of the people are. You might not always know all of the people. There's a religious element, absolutely. And there might be people from other groups or organisations involved. Whether they're representing the groups or not is questionable. However, you do kind of see faces that you would recognise. Mm. Absolutely.
Have you tried contacting them and explaining this to them, that it might be just putting unnecessarily pressure on people who've nothing to do with the issue that they're protesting?
I think that they absolutely know what they're doing, and they are aware of the campaign, and it hasn't stopped them. And regularly the guards would be called, and the guards would ask them to leave, so they know that they are upsetting people, because people have been calling the guards. The guards have been asking them to leave during level 5 when it's illegal, what they're doing is illegal. So they do know, they are aware that they are upsetting and bothering people, but they continue to return.
And before COVID struck and they were doing this, did the guards have any power to get them to move on or anything?
No, not as far as I'm aware, no.
Right, okay. Sure, we'll see, I suppose, what comes out of the legislative programme for this year. Evie Murphy is co-convener of the Together for Safety campaign. Evie, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.